Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, have you ever had those times where you lie down on your bed, you want to go to sleep, and all of a sudden, you're just uncomfortable, and nothing you do makes you comfortable? You turn this way, this hurts. You turn that way, another thing hurts. You just can't seem to get it right. Well, that's bad enough. But sometimes it seems like our lives are that way as well. That outside of any traumatic event that obviously would bring grief or trouble or put us in need of comfort or consolation, sometimes it just seems that our life itself, with the constellation of circumstances and relationships, stressors, whatever we're having to deal with, get us to the point where we're just not comfortable in our life, and we seem to be beyond consolation. I want to bring you some scriptures today about comfort and consolation, because there is hope. Let's look first of all in Psalm 71:20. The psalmist says, "You who have shown me great and severe troubles shall revive me again and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. You shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side." Well, you've gone through a lot of trouble, perhaps, but the God that was with you through those things will bring you comfort. And here the psalmist says, "You'll increase my greatness and comfort me on every side." Psalms 119:50 says, "This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. The proud have me in great derision, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I remembered your judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Indignation has taken hold of me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my song in the house of my pilgrimage. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I keep your law. This has become mine because I kept your precepts." I love that I began with verse 50. "This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life." Romans 15:4 puts it this way, "For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." From the comfort and patience received through meditation upon the Word of God, we are able to receive comfort for ourselves and then to comfort those that are around us. What's in the Word? The story of how much God loved us and loves us, that He gave Himself for us to bring us to Himself, how He has reached out on every hand to draw us to Him. And there's many great and wonderful promises. Sometimes we don't even know what's in the Word. So how can we claim what we don't know? And then we aren't able to use the Word effectively in our lives because we're not obedient to the Word. Yet if we are obedient to the Word and we honor the Word, that same Word will bring us comfort, consolation, and encouragement. 2 Corinthians, beginning with 1:3, says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of sympathy, pity, and mercy, and the God who is the source of every comfort, consolation, and encouragement, who comforts, consoles, and encourages us in every trouble, calamity, and affliction, so that we may also be able to comfort, console, and encourage those who are in any kind of trouble or distress with the comfort, consolation, and encouragement with which we ourselves are comforted, consoled, and encouraged by God." He goes on to say, "For just as Christ's own suffering fall to our lot as they overflow upon His disciples and we share and experience them abundantly, so through Christ, comfort, consolation, and encouragement is also shared and experienced abundantly by us." So he's saying if we are troubled because of our relationship with Christ, that same relationship will also bring us comfort. Why? Because comfort is with Christ. When we receive Him, when we acknowledge Him, when we obey Him, there is comfort with Him. It isn't a comfort that necessarily makes all your circumstances suddenly fall into line. But even within the midst of troubling circumstances, you can have comfort and consolation and peace way down deep in your soul. 2 Thessalonians 2:16 says, "Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us everlasting consolation and encouragement and well-founded hope through his grace, unmerited favor, comfort and encourage your hearts and strengthen them, make them steadfast and keep them unswerving in every good work and word." Isn't that wonderful that the comfort that God gives is referenced as being everlasting consolation and encouragement? Hebrews 6:13. "For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, 'Surely blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you.' And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men indeed swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Thus God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." I want to read that for you in the Amplified. It says, "For when God made his promise to Abraham, he swore by himself, since he had no greater by whom to swear, saying, 'Blessing, I certainly will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you.' And so it was that he, Abraham, having waited long and endured patiently, realized and obtained in the birth of Isaac as a pledge of what was to come what God had promised him. Men indeed swear by a greater than themselves, and with them in all disputes, the oath taken for confirmation is final, ending strife." In other words, if someone is afraid you're not going to keep your promise, adding an oath on top of it lets them be at peace about the fact that you're going to do what you said. "Accordingly, God also, in his desire to show more convincingly and beyond doubt to those who were to inherit the promise the unchangeableness of his purpose and plan, intervened, mediated with an oath. This was so that, by two unchangeable things, his promise and his oath, in which it is impossible for God ever to prove false or deceive us, we who have fled to him for refuge might have mighty indwelling strength and strong encouragement to grasp and hold fast the hope appointed for us and set before us. Now we have this hope as a sure and steadfast anchor for the soul. It cannot slip and it cannot break down under whoever steps out upon it. A hope that reaches farther and enters into the very certainty of the presence within the veil, where Jesus has entered in for us in advance, a forerunner, having become a high priest forever after the order with the rank of Melchizedek." God has made a promise to us. He swore by himself. He has the promise and the oath to give us consolation that what he has said is true, that his love toward us is unchangeable, that what he has promised, he will fulfill. Do you need comfort and consolation today? Does it feel like you just can't get comfortable in your own life? Oh, ask Jesus to help you, and he will. He'll bring you comfort that is separate and apart from your circumstances, a comfort that is in the inner person, that is constant throughout whatever situation you may find yourself. Don't wait till all your circumstances line up. I pray that they do. But in the meantime, you're forfeiting a lot of peace. The old song says, "Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." Well, we're not going to make that mistake today, because we are going to take our trouble to the Lord, and we're going to leave it there, and we're going to lie down and sleep and rest. Father, I thank you that you are the God of comfort and consolation, and you have provided a way of entry into your presence where there is peace through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Father, forgive us for having anxiety, even when you have promised that you would take care of us. But Lord, you know that we are weak in our flesh, but we want to be strong in our spirit. Father, we thank you that you do comfort and keep us, and we open ourselves up for that comfort. Help us, Lord, strengthen us in the inner person to face whatever we need to face with strength, power, and might, and Lord, with the desire to minister to others who need that same comfort and consolation. Thank you that you have rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake, so that only your word is manifest in and through us. It is in Jesus' name and authority and under his blood that we pray, and everybody said, amen. Well, something I found myself saying to my sons when they were upset when they were little boys was, it's going to be all right. And I want to say that to you today. It's going to be all right. And it is all right because Jesus Christ has already overcome. I'm praying for you.